Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And today, episode 48 is going to be a really good one. It's one that you should definitely listen to. If I had a title for this episode, I think I would call it The Secret to Life, or at least a real estate life. You know, the true secret to life. We'll get to that later. But today's real estate market can have realtors feeling lost or disconnected from what they thought this business would be and how they thought they would be living their lives. So I think when that starts to happen, when the market starts to get more challenging and you see some of your colleagues dropping out of the business altogether or taking on second jobs because they can't support their life just on real estate income alone, I think what you need to do in that situation is you need to find your passion and your purpose. And if you do that, you can discover your happiness in the business. Where you need to start is you need to start by figuring out what drew you to the industry in the first place. Honestly, this could be like an exercise where you sit down, write these things down, and really start to think about it. What drew you to the industry in the first place? Like, chances are you were doing something else before you got into real estate. So when you made that decision to get into real estate, why did you make that decision? Did you want to help first-time home buyers? Are you someone that simply just loves negotiating a deal? Did you want to work with investors to help them build their portfolio and secure their financial freedom? What is it that you do in real estate that brings you the most joy? You know, because sometimes maybe you're just not doing the right thing. But once you find those things that you enjoy, try to do them daily. And I think if you can keep those things in mind, it'll help you feel recharged. It'll at least give you the energy to start doing the things that you need to do to find success. I think it's important to identify your strengths and your skills and figure out a way to build your career around that. There are a lot of careers that run through the real estate industry. You don't just have to be a realtor. Or if you are a realtor, maybe you're a realtor that wants to have some type of specialization. Maybe you're better as a buyer agent. Maybe you're better as a selling agent. Maybe you're someone who doesn't actually want to buy or sell. You'd rather work as a transaction coordinator because you're highly organized. You enjoy writing contracts, but maybe you're a little introverted and you don't want to be out in the field showing houses every day. Maybe a transaction coordinator position is perfect for you. Maybe you'd be a great mentor, a great broker, and start to think about what skills do I have that set me apart from other people in the industry and try to utilize those skills. I think if you want to find the success that you're looking for and enjoy what you're doing, commit to being a lifetime learner within our industry. So keeping up with technology is something that you have to do, because it can help reignite your passion and purpose. I mean, just think about it. 20 years ago, we were still handwriting contracts and faxing them back and forth. I mean, just think of the difference that the internet has made in the real estate industry. When you stay up to date with these things, it'll also boost your confidence and it'll give you the opportunity to utilize that new skill set to find more clients and be more successful. Don't be afraid to enroll in courses, attend seminars, maybe add a certification to your license as well. Another thing that you have to do if you want to find your passion and purpose in real estate, set clear goals and track your progress. And I think it's important because this keeps you focused and connected to what it is that you're trying to accomplish. When I talk about goals, I mean short-term goals and long-term goals. And understand that it's okay to adjust those goals when necessary. See, you might have a goal for a week from now, a month from now, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years. Depending on how things go, sometimes those goals can be accelerated. Sometimes those goals can be delayed. It's okay to adjust your goals, but you absolutely positively have to have them. That will help you feel connected with what you're trying to do. And I think one of the most important things that you need to do is
Remember this when you're struggling in your real estate career. There are people out there right now that would give anything to have the opportunities you have today. There's so many people out there, and I know because of the school, that are enrolling in my classes, trying to get their real estate license, studying, taking the exams, doing exam prep work, coming into my class after they've worked all day for 4 hours a night trying to get their real estate license because they want the opportunities that you have right now. And don't lose sight of that. Don't lose sight of what got you into this business in the first place. Because when you made that decision to start a career in real estate, it was scary. I tell people in my classes all the time, on the first night of class, you've already done the hardest thing you'll ever do. You've made the decision to start because so many people can't even do that. So think back to that moment when you made the decision to start. Think of where you were in your life and do your best not to let that version of yourself down. Hang in there. Every market has its challenges, but if you adapt and you're willing to face them head on, you'll get re-engaged, reconnected by finding your passion and your purpose and what brought you into this industry in the first place. And that truly is the secret to a real estate life. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.